Well, hi, and welcome back. Day 18 of 30X Life, and it looks like you're being a bit more present. Well, hopefully after yesterday's lessons, being present is starting to feel a little more natural to you, and you're noticing when you're not, and you're noticing when you are. And the crazy thing about noticing when you are present is that you're now not present because you noticed it. Today, though, we're going to move on to Law of Attraction. You've probably heard of the Law of Attraction. It's become fairly famous. However, it's not something that's new. Law of Attraction, probably the first book I ever read on this was one by a guy by the name of Wallace D. Wattles, and it was called The Science of Getting Rich. It was written in 1910, I believe. I think 1910. And Wallace D. Wattles went into the fact that, you know, what we think about becomes real. I mean, if you even go back to, religious writings, biblical writings, where it says, you know, thoughts become things. The whole point of the Law of Attraction has become very famous since there was a book called The Secret. And there's a great book called The Law of Attraction by probably the best teacher on this subject currently is a gentleman by the name of Michael Lozier. So what we're going to look at today, and again, like every subject in 30X, we can spend 30 minutes on it and get the essentials, and then you can go off and study it in a lot more detail if you want to study in a lot more detail. The essence of the Law of Attraction. If you've ever had someone use words that are thinking about what is being attracted into your life, and things like it's a coincidence, or that's karma, or that's fate, or there's synchronicity, or, you know, isn't it amazing how that just happened? It just showed up once you started thinking about it. These sorts of things are an example of the Law of Attraction. And when you sit down and you start thinking about how does it actually happen like that, well, first of all, let's understand, what is the Law of Attraction basically saying? Well, Law of Attraction basically says you attract what you focus on, what you put energy to, what you think about the most. You're going to attract into your life the things you put energy into. Now, the problem with that sentence is it's not complete yet. The problem with that definition is it is not complete yet. To complete that definition of it's what you focus on is what you attract into your life, we've got to add this statement, both positive and negative. Okay, so whether you put your energy onto it positive things or whether you put your energy into negative things, wherever you're putting your energy most is what will show up most. And so, you know, when people say, but hang on, does that mean I'm attracting negative things into my life? Well, let's think about where you're putting your energy and effort and look at it. See, if we were to start thinking about the types of energy that you can put in that are negative, the types of things that the way an emotion or a thought can be negative, and let's start with the simplest one, worry. If you worry about something, we're putting energy and effort or we're thinking about that sort of stuff. If you're sad or if you're upset over something, if you're panicked over it, if you don't want it to happen type thing, these are things where, okay, we're still putting our energy there. Let me give you a real simple example. If I was talking to my kids and my kids were jumping on the bed and I said to the kids, don't jump on the bed. Okay, what's the central theme of that sentence? The central theme is jump on the bed. It's kind of like if I type into Google, don't jump on the bed, what am I going to get pictures of? People jumping on the bed, okay? This is the way, like, the human brain or the Law of Attraction is very much like Google in that way, is that it goes to the central theme of what you're searching for or the central theme of the focus or the attention or the thought. And so when we look at both positive and negatives and we say, well, okay, how does this actually become real? Well, the more attention, energy, and effort you put towards that thought, be it a worry or be it a positive, it doesn't matter. It's what you put your mind, attention, and energy to is what happens. Now, when you look at the teachings of many different authors on this, and Jack Canfield comes to mind, Jack Canfield looks at it from a different perspective of, you know, it's what, not what you just want, it's also what you don't want. And that becomes a realistic situation that we can attract into our life the things we don't want by putting energy and effort and thought into, hey, I don't want that to happen in my life. So it's kind of like, if you think about the law of attraction in that like attracts like, okay? And that's probably the simplest way to put it, that like attracts like. I used to always think of it as sort of like, what is it that you are attracting? What is it that you are drawing into your life? And if you think of it kind of like gravity, okay? What is it that's gravitating to you, okay? What is it that you're pulling towards yourself and energetically doing that? Now, I'm kind of a little esoteric at times, but I'm very theoretical at times. And so the theoretical me, when I first started studying this, and even Wallace D. Wattles did go into a lot of the more theoretical stuff behind it. But I just look at it from a very simple point of view. We as humans are technically a magnet, okay? Now, what does that mean? Well, let's look at it from the basis. Okay, if you stopped eating, let's say you stop eating, how long will you survive when you stop eating? Well, you'll survive, you know, 3, 7, 10 days, maybe 30, depending upon, you know, who you are and how much you normally eat and what you got built up and that stuff, right? Second of all, well, let's stop drinking water. Let's no water now, no liquids. How long do you survive? You know, 1 to 3 to 5, maybe 7 days type thing. What about if you stop breathing air? No more air coming into your system. Again, 3, 5 minutes at most type thing. Generally a minute for most people. What about if you stopped electricity flowing in your body? Okay, see, and that's death. Okay, that is the definition of death. You're dead. There's no electricity in your body because all of your cells are electric. Remember back to high school when you studied chemistry, biology, about the positive and negative, you know, all that stuff. Not to get into technical. Let's just stay with the high-level thought on this. If your body is a magnet, what changes the magnetism? Well, your thoughts do, because your thoughts change the chemicals change the magnet. Hey, presto, you know, you want to prove you're a magnet, well, stick your finger in a socket. Or, you know, we used to do an activity in some of my seminars where we would, you know, have people hold hands and hold a light bulb, and if the power went out that because they stopped touching hands, and you could do it with 50, 100 people. Now, the reason I teach you this, and by the way, how do we know we are electric? When you die, what do they pull out to bring you back to life? The electric paddles, boom, you know, it's like clear, raise the charge. They need more electricity to get you back running. See, the point behind that is a real simple one. If we are electrical and if our magnet of us has a positive or negative charge, we technically are sending out or emitting a vibration or emitting a magnetic field or emitting some form of electricity from ourselves. Now, to make this more into day-to-day, this is what we think about. Ever walked into a room and felt that there was a negative thing going on in that room? Ever felt that when you met someone, you know, and Mike Lozier used the words vibe. Ever felt that you vibe with someone immediately, that, you know, your vibration matches. You have a great vibe, like within 5 minutes you're like best friends and want to call each other every 5 minutes type thing. Or the reverse of that, where you meet someone and you have the exact opposite feeling, where, well, we just do not gel. We don't vibe, as Michael Lozier puts it. There's no vibe between us. We don't get along, okay? And that's an energy thing. That's where the energy of the two people meet and doesn't do that. Now, you can go into everything like Curly and photography and start seeing where all of these auras and that matches or doesn't match. I don't need to go into any of that stuff. What I need to learn is what's going to help me with creating success in my life, creating wealth in my life, creating better relationships, all this stuff. How am I going to attract the right customer into my life? How am I going to attract that? Well, let's start looking at the opposite first before we look at the positive. So if ever it happens that you say things like, you know, And you start thinking, well, I don't want that type of customer. I don't want my customers to cancel on me. I don't want to lose money. I don't want this relationship to go bad. The moment you start going into all of the don't wants is when that's the central theme. You're putting your thoughts, your energy, your effort into the don't wants. All of a sudden, what shows up more in your life? And the more it happens, when a negative thing happens and you focus on it, the more you attract the negative thing. Another negative thing happened, you say, see, I knew I was having a bad day. And then another negative thing happened, you say, it just comes in threes. And then you reverse your thought, thinking, well, I've had the three bad things, at least it'll get better for me now. And amazingly, what happens? It starts getting better for you now. You know, this is where people sort of think that you know, it's a coincidence that that happened. Or I was just thinking about Mary, and all of a sudden Mary popped into my life again. I ran into her in the street. These are thoughts of, or these are proof of, or these are concepts of the law of attraction happening in your life. Now, the law of attraction happens day in, day out, whether we like it or not, positive or negative. The law of attraction is working for you right now, and in a 5 minutes time, and 20 minutes time, and right now again. What we're thinking about, what we're focusing on, is what we're attracting into our lives. And remember, that's both positive and negatives. So, let's start to think about what it is that we are doing that's bringing negatives into our life. Are you in a worry mode? See, maybe you've got to keep a worry list or a worry journal so that you can start learning, hey, catch myself doing worry. Or you're doing a sadness list or a bad things list or whatever it is. If you start catching yourself in those negative thoughts, catching yourself in those things about, well, my partner is always never listens to me. See, when you say things to yourself, my partner never listens to me, it's a self-fulfilling prophecy in many ways. We start creating that energy, and therefore we put the energy out there. Therefore, we're looking for the negative, putting our thoughts, energy, and effort into the negative. Now, you know, when I first learned this, I thought, maybe it's real, maybe it's not. But I just thought, hey, what's it going to hurt to test it for 90 days and start putting positive on everything? Start making sure that I don't, you know, catch myself doing the negatives. It's okay to have a negative thought, just not for long. You know, if you're going to have a bad time, yeah, have a bad half hour, bad 10 minutes, but move on from it. Change your thinking. When you go into, oh, I don't want to have that happen, flip your head and say, okay, well, what do I want to have happen? What are the five things I would prefer to have happen than that thing? Which one of those things do I really want to have happen? Let me focus on that happening rather than the negative thing happening. And, you know, someone said, but yeah, Brad, positive thinking doesn't get you anywhere. Well, positive thinking without positive action doesn't get you anywhere, but at least with positive thinking, we can move to positive action. Negative thinking or worry thinking or don't wants, that moves you to negative action. So we don't want to move there. We want to move to the positive side of the tracks, okay? So when you start thinking about that worry list or what it is that you're doing that's negative, where are situations? Who are the people you're around when you start going into the negatives, into the worry, into the thoughts like that? Where does that happen for you most? Is it a work thing? Is it a home thing? Is it with certain people, certain relatives, certain groups, certain situations? Is it about money? Is it about relationship? Where is it that you turn to the worry or the negative thought first, foremost, most? If you can start journaling that and then start flipping it into, well, what do I want? What do I want? That way you start catching yourself when you're having negative thoughts, okay? We got to start catching the negatives and turning it to positive. Negative thoughts are okay if only we keep them for a little while. You know, I've taught you before that life is the dance between the intention and attention. So intention is deciding we want the positive things. Attention is keeping our life focused on those positive things, keeping our mindset focused on those positive things. And for some of the time, we got to catch ourselves. Some of the rituals we've built in, the idealized, visualized, verbalized, materialized, you know, the goals, the roles, goals, categories, roles, and goals. These are things that we've built into 30X life so that we do stay focused on the positive. So therefore, the law of attraction kicks in and helps us attract more positive into our life. Reading our goals every morning is about attracting more positives. Visualize and verbalize our I am statements every morning and every evening. Again, about attracting more positive into our life. But we got to start catching the negatives, even where you're using languaging like no problem, don't want, you know, it's not bad. These are things that you do it. Now, so let's take a look at the reality of how this actually works. There are four words that, and three of them Mike Lozier taught me to make sure I watched. I've added a fourth one to it. These are the four words that if you're using these on a day-to-day basis, you will be creating negativity into your world. You don't even notice you're doing it, and yet by doing that, you're allowing and attracting more negativity into what happens. Negative realities, negative situations, negative emotions, these things. So let's get the four words, okay? Write them down. Don't, not, no, and but. Don't, not, no, and but. These are the four words that help people create a negative situation into their vibration or into their vibe, as Mike puts it. You know, and it's really interesting to look at how do you use those words. Well, I don't want this to happen. Well, let's, you know, no, I'm not doing that today. Oh, I don't want that. No, thanks, I don't want, no. No problem. You know, or, well, yes, but is the same as a no, okay? So we need to sit down and start catching ourselves as to how many times a day are we using the words don't, not, no, and but. Where are you using them? How are you using them? Now, the reason I bring this up is because if we don't do the practicalities of law of attraction, the whole big picture thing doesn't work. I see people all the time, well, you know, I read the book, The Secret, or I read Michael's book, The Law of Attraction, and I've been using the law of attraction, but it's just not working for me. Well, let's look at your languaging. Don't, not, no, and but are going to be in your languaging. So how do you get rid of those in your languaging? Well, the first thing you got to do is start noticing them. And the second thing we got to do is start looking at, well, how do I replace those words? What words do I use instead of those words? Okay. How do I go from a no to a yes? Again, I'll give you a simple example. My child asked me, Dad, can I have this? Usually the answer is a no. Well, yes, son, if you have your own money. Or yes, you can have it in a week's time. Or yes, after dinner you can have that. Does that make sense? If you turn things from a no to a yes, but yes with condition or yes with appropriateness, okay? When we look at the words not, you know, where are you using the words not? Well, that's not what I wanted. That's not what I'm thinking. You know, instead of that's not, let's go to, well, here's what I am thinking. Here's what it is I do want. Here's what I'm choosing. See, the word choice and choose is a very strong word in the law of attraction. Here's what I would like to have happen. Here's what I want to have. Here's what I choose to have happen. You can feel the power of choose versus like and want, okay? So adding the word choose into your life is very important. Catching the don't and flipping it into the positive and making certain that you are focused on what it is you do want out of life. Goals that are written in forms of I don't want to be working 80 hours or I don't want to be overweight or I don't want to, my boyfriend to leave me or I don't want to be in an overdraft. Those goals are not going to work for you because law of attraction states that we're going to bring to ourselves what we focus on, both positive and negative. So, the don't, not, no, and but police needs to be you. You need to police it for yourself. You need to police it in others. And you'll start noticing when others are using it and when you're using it. And the more you get catching yourself of when you worry, when you use don't, not, no, and but, all of a sudden now you start to change your focus. You're changing your thoughts. You're changing the emotions that you bring to a situation. And as you start managing yourself and start changing your languaging, see, the words become a thought. The thought becomes an action. And therefore, see, the more you think about something, it becomes an emotion. And the emotion is kind of like the vibration or the vibe, as Michael Lozier puts it. When you sit there and start thinking about the vibe or the emotion that you have right now, that, and there is no point in time where we are not doing some form of emotion. Now, I use the word doing an emotion because I think it's important for us to understand we have a choice. You know, why are you doing sadness? Because you chose to do sadness because of X, Y, and Z. And you have a great reason to do sadness in your head. But you could also choose, based on that situation, to do strong because I'm doing strong because that's what that person would have wanted. Or I'm doing happy because that's how I should have been when I, you know, all these different things. Got to take responsibility for our emotions. To do that, we need to look at the words we're using that create the vibe or the feeling that we have. The words become a thought, and the thoughts become an emotion, and the emotion tells law of attraction, hey, this is what I'm looking for. Remember this, law of attraction is not something that says, oh, what you thought of yesterday, I'm going to bring up. No, what you're thinking of right now determines what you're focused on right now. You can change instantly. Now, changing instantly is one thing. However, the instant change may send out, when you think of being a millionaire for an instant, okay, for one instant of the day, when you write it down and you say to yourself, I am a millionaire, you verbalize these statements. And then for the rest of the day, you're thinking poverty thoughts or poor thoughts. which one's going to win? Things like, I can't afford that. Well, which thought is that? A millionaire thought or a poverty thought? See, the millionaire would think, well, how can I afford that? How can I do this stuff? Sometimes you've got to grow yourself, grow your knowledge, grow your vibration to become, as Jack Canfield puts it, to become a vibrational match of the thing that you want to have happen. The law of attraction goes with where you're most focused on this stuff. If 1% of your day is focused on, I'm a millionaire, and the rest of the day is, oh, I'm working a dead-end job and I'm hating life and that sort of thing, there's no way in the world the law of attraction is going to win that 1 minute of the day saying that. It's about where you're at. Sometimes you've got to grow into the vibrational match of what it is you want to attract. Sometimes it takes time for you to become the person that attracts that into your life. Sometimes people think, well, it should work immediately. Well, it would if you had that thought in your head immediately all day, every day, the entire day. The challenge is we get conscious and unconscious of what we're thinking. We stop proactively thinking that, and we fall back into our previous vibrational match, which was not in that realm. Okay? So don't always be expecting it to work immediately. Sometimes it's going to take time. So how do we do it then if it's going to take time? Well, first and foremost, and you've already done this, idealize, visualize, verbalize, dream, goal. You got to decide what it is you want. Hopefully you've created your vision board. If you haven't, now is a very good time. Law of attraction, the vision board helps massively with law of attraction. Having that vision board of where you want it to be, dream chart, dream journal, whatever it is you want to call it, having that there. Another methodology is your gratitude list. What is it? And again, we've talked about gratitude and celebration. What is it that you are most grateful for? Making notes every day of what you're grateful for is a great strategy to telling law of attraction what it is you want more in your life. And yes, I mean, put pen to paper, write it down. You know, visualizing and verbalizing your dreams and goals, your I am statements, these things are helping law of attraction know what it is that it needs to bring into your life. You know, it's amazing the number of people who, you know, think it's serendipitous that showed up in your life once you start thinking a different way. No, look, the magic that happens when you start thinking in a certain way, start thinking of a certain thing, is not really magic. It is the law of attraction. It is the law of vibration coming into reality in your life. As we move forward and you start to feel, it is really a gravitational pull. What is gravitating to you and what's not, both positive and negative. So, where do we start then? Obviously, the vision board, the gratitude list, visualizing, verbalizing, important. Because what we've got to first of all do is come up with what it is that we are trying to attract. And to do that, sometimes you've got to look at, as we've discussed previously in 30X, sometimes you've got to look at what is it that I don't want so you can create the list of what you do want, okay? So if you struggle with the list of what you do want, make sure you look at that don't want list and therefore flip it into the opposite to create what you do want. First thing we've got to do is start to believe. Now, how do we start to believe in the law of attraction? Well, what we've got to do is start to notice examples of the law of attraction working in our life. Where are some examples of things showing up? Where are some examples of the right way of things happening just to make it so that it falls into place for you? That you thought of someone and they showed up. You had an inkling you wanted something and then all of a sudden you were at a restaurant where that happened. You know, you've got to start noticing little things of the law of attraction because when you start noticing negative, what happens? You get into a negative spiral and you spiral down and down. You notice more negative. You notice more negative. Boom, you keep noticing the negative and you spiral out of control into a negative wasteland. But also, once you start noticing the positive, once you start noticing things, you start feeling like, wow, this is happening. Hey, I'm on a roll. Hey, everything's falling into place for me today. Things are moving in the right direction. Wow, you can't believe what's happening for me. This is starting to... And once you start getting that feeling of being on a roll, once you start noticing that things are happening more and more and more the way you choose them to be, the way you want them to happen, then all of a sudden you start to believe more in the law of attraction. You start to feel it happening for you. The next thing, once we start believe and we start notice, is to start allowing the law of attraction to fall in place in your life. Now, here's an interesting thing. Sometimes what we choose to have in our life will show up, but not always in the way we planned or thought we wanted it to happen. You know, it could be that you put a thing on your chart that, you know, you wanted to be a millionaire, right? And you thought it was going to happen through this way, and this way. And then all of a sudden, an opportunity comes your way that you've been saying, I want to make more money. I want to make more money. I need opportunities to make more money. And then an opportunity comes your way and you go, well, that wasn't the way I thought it was going to happen. So no, I'll say no to that. It's like the old story of, you know, the lady that was drowning and you know, she's at her house and she's drowning and a guy comes up in the car and there's a flood coming and she says, no, no, it's fine. God will save me. And then all of a sudden, you know, the flood rises higher and someone comes in a boat and says, no, no, God will save me. And then it's getting higher. She climbs onto the roof of the house and a helicopter comes to pick her up and says, no, no, God will save me. Eventually she drowns and goes to the pearly gates and she turns to God and says, I thought you would save me. He said, hang on a sec. I sent a car, a boat and a helicopter. I tried to save you, but you didn't want it that way. Sometimes the best opportunities for the law of attraction will bring you are disguised as a problem. Sometimes they're disguised as something entirely different to what you thought it would be. But you've asked for a certain thing to show up. It shows up and you're like, no, no, that's not the way I wanted it to happen. Hang on. When law of attraction helps you get what it is you choose to get, you got to allow that thing to happen. You can't say, well, no, that wasn't quite the way I wanted it to happen. No, no, I wanted to get a great man, but I didn't want him with red hair. I wanted him with brown hair. Listen, when you ask for things, when you put it out there to the universe to bring you great things, when you use law of attraction to vibrationally attract, gravitationally pull towards you the things you want to have happen, you need to allow them to happen. You can't say, well, that's not the way I want it. You've got to say, okay, this is the way it's coming to me. Great, then this is the way it's coming to me. And then finally, you got to take action. You know, believing, you know, setting the dreams and goals, noticing what it is you want, setting the belief up that it could work for me, it can work for me, maybe it'll work for me, hey, it is working for me, wow, notice this, I'm on a roll, and then it comes to you and you go, huh, I didn't think I'd get a customer from there. But hey, that's where the new customer's coming from. I'm going to allow that new customer to come for me. Then it's time to really take action. You know, setting a goal and waiting for the universe to provide it, you know, sometimes you got to swim out to your boat. You know, the boat doesn't always come in. Sometimes you got to dive into that ocean and swim out to meet it type thing. You've got to take the stairs to success. You know, these are all the old sayings that, the elevator success is broken, you got to take the stairs. What does it mean? It means that, yes, you can set all the intentions, you can do all the meditation, you can do the I am statements, the visualization, the verbalization, have your gratitude list, have your vision board, but you still got to do the work. You still got to take action. You still got to keep moving. Law of attraction works better when you are putting more energy and effort into it, when you're doing the steps, when you're making the vibes spread around the world. So ultimately, Wallace D. Wattles back in 1910 was pretty much on the money. And if you feel like reading his book, The Science of Getting Rich, do that. Mike Lozier's Law of Attraction, fantastic book. The Secret, so many different authors of The Secret. My buddy John Ashraf is one of them. I think that all of us, all of what we need to understand is this. Where we put and where you put your energy and effort, both positive and negative, is where you're going to have more showing up in your life. So being the thought police, being the word police, making sure that don't, not, know, and but are exited from your life and exited from your vocabulary so that you're focused on what it is I do want. These things will make law of attraction a major part of your life and a major part of your success. Law of attraction isn't that crazy. It isn't that, you know, complex. It's actually quite simple. However, we humans are quite complex, and so we got to make sure we manage ourselves, manage our thinking, and get our thinking on the right frame of mind so that we're attracting to ourselves the things we want, not the things we worry about, the things we choose to have. So make good choices. Choose what it is you want, focus in on it, and allow the law of attraction to bring great things to you. That's 30X for today. Let's do this.